During the recent Parliament sitting held on June 25th, the members of Parliament discussed the Real Estate Brokers and Salesmen License Amendment Bill 2026. The Deputy Premier Honourable Jamel Robinson began the discussion by explaining the significance of the bill.
This is a narrow bill, but it is an important one. At its heart, this bill is about protecting the work that this government has already done to place Turks and Caicos Islanders at the center of the real estate sector. Let me say from the onset, this bill does not change the government's policy. It does not open the door to new non-Islander salesmen. It does not weaken the Turks and Caicos Islander first approach in the real estate industry. What it does is deal fairly and responsibly with a small group of long-established persons who are already working in the sector, who have lived in these islands for many years, and who hold formal, legal, or immigration status recognized by this government. This bill allows us to address that narrow issue without putting the wider localization program at risk. Mr. Speaker, the localization agenda remains unchanged. Real estate is one of the most important sectors in the Turks and Caicos Islands. It is linked to our land, our economy, our communities, and the opportunities available to our people. It is therefore right that Turks and Caicos Islanders should be at the heart of that industry, not only as employees, but as salesmen, brokers, business owners, and leaders. That remains the government's settled position. It is unchanged.
The Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Edwin Aswad, then debated on the bill, inquiring on its fairness.
It was much said about this bill, Mr. Speaker, and there are concerns raised, Mr. Speaker. Going through it, hearing it go through in details and reading the explanatory memorandum, you see, there are concerns. Yes, we do understand why the government is here to do it, Mr. Speaker. But we have to ask ourselves, okay, if we're doing this for this sector, did we consider other sectors that didn't get this kind of provision? A bill that we passed before, the illegal taxis and so, Mr. Speaker, we said, yes, this sector is for Turks and Caicos Islanders only, and as of this date, anybody who's not a Turks and Caicos Islander cannot operate in this sector. However, Mr. Speaker, we come here and say the real estate sector, you can be a PRC holder, you can be a BOTC holder, and if you are operating before, you can continue to operate. However, going forward, it's only for Turks and Caicos Islanders. So one sector impacting sale of land, one sector impacting people everyday life, Mr. Speaker. And I've seen pictures of people having to jump out at this place and walk into the communities. I said, we see what is happening, Mr. Speaker. But we are not doing anything to make sure that those people who need to get to work in the morning, the ordinary citizens who need to get their children to school, who need to move around, is not impacted so deeply by the laws that we pass in this house. However, we're going to make sure that everything is not impacting the sale of land, Mr. Speaker. And then I look, I say, wait a sector. This sector is dominated by people of African descent. This sector is dominated by people of European descent. And since I last checked, majority of us inside here is African descent. So why a parliament of African descent is given so much privilege to the people of European descent, but the people of our African descent, we are holding them down, Mr. Speaker. How is that so?
We then heard a rebuttal from the Minister of Public Safety, Honorable Sean Malcolm.
We have reserved the transportation, public transportation fix to the illegal jitneys with the community cabs, and it's reserved for Turks and Caicos Islanders, period. No OTCs, PRCs, none of those Cs, Turks and Caicos Islanders. So he is wrong to raise such an issue with this amendment. Mr. Speaker, one must always look at doing the right thing. There are persons from many areas, not just the so-called fair-skinned people in this industry. They're all here. This country is a melting pot. And they are residents. They were in the industry. And the proper thing to do in hindsight, those who have made their residency here, who's in the industry, is to regularize it. And that's what we seek to do. This bill hasn't changed from 2024 going forward. This industry is reserved for Turks and Caicos Islanders only. Anywhere in the world you go, if you're in the industry, you change the rule. Those who are already in are in. And that's what this bill seeks to do. It has nothing to do with racism, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the jitney operation. So, Mr. Speaker, I do rise to support this bill. It is the right thing to do.
The members of Parliament then went on to continue the discussion about grandfathering, equality, and the future of real estate in the TCI.